Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Embassy of the United Arab Emirates.
And I'm Jake Sherman. New in the Middle East, the AP is reporting that Saudi Arabia has announced that movie theaters will open in the kingdom next year for the first time in more than 30 years. Back here in the States, the action will primarily be behind the scenes. The House and Senate need to make serious progress on a bunch of fronts. They need to continue working out the differences in their tax bill. They need to figure out a deal to boost spending caps. They need to figure out how they'll fund the government past December 22nd. And remember, tomorrow is Election Day in Alabama. Doug Jones faces off against Roy Moore.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that some high-income business owners could face marginal tax rates, more than 100%, under the Senate tax plan. Lawmakers are already looking at changes to stop this from happening. And the Washington Post reports that the speed of the tax bill is leaving Republicans vulnerable to all kinds of problems, including questionable special interest provisions and drafting errors by exhausted staff.
Vice President Mike Pence is headed to the Middle East this weekend, but Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says he will not meet with the VP. Alyssa Farah, Pence's press secretary, said the decision is, quote, unfortunate. Meanwhile, violence continues to flare up in the region. Reuters is reporting that a Palestinian stabbed a security guard at Jerusalem's main bus station Sunday, and violence flared up near the U.S. Embassy in Beirut.
Here's something to keep an eye on. Republicans are growing increasingly worried about the special election in Pennsylvania's 18th district. Former Republican Representative Tim Murphy resigned after it became public that he asked his mistress to have an abortion. D.C. Republicans nominated Rick Saccone, a state lawmaker, to run, and Democrats have tapped Connor Lamb, a 34-year-old former federal prosecutor who was in the Marines. The district is solidly Republican. But Republicans watching the race take shape are worried they'll have to spend money to boost Saccone. The election is in March. Meanwhile, Darren Samuelson is reporting that one name missing from the Russia probe is Steve Bannon's. But that might not last as investigators continue their probe.
Bloomberg reports that Paul Manafort's friend continues to receive a sizable salary from a pro-Trump super PAC. In Alabama, Alex Eisenstadt and Gabe DeBenedetti report in the last weekend before the election, Roy Moore was nowhere to be found. His campaign team wouldn't answer where he was, but he might have been in Philadelphia for the Army-Navy game. Bloomberg is also reporting how Steve Bannon rescued Roy Moore's campaign against all odds. Bannon enlisted Fox News host Sean Hannity to not call on Moore to resign, but to let the Alabama voters decide.
The president is having lunch with Vice President Mike Pence and Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue today. He will participate in the presentation of the Friends of Zion Award. Trump will also meet with House Transportation Chairman Bill Schuster before signing a space policy directive. And he will participate in the swearing-in ceremony for Jamie McCourt to be the next ambassador to France and Monaco.
First look, the University of Chicago's Institute of Politics is announcing six fellows for the winter quarter, among them McKay Coppins, author and staff writer at The Atlantic. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.